I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. More than 70,000 Montanans would lose health coverage under the health care bill being considered by Congress, and the state would lose $4.8 billion in federal funding. That's according to a new study by the nonpartisan Montana Healthcare Foundation. Aaron Wernham is its CEO.
The Montana Healthcare Foundation's reason to be is to improve the health and well-being of Montanans, and the American Healthcare Act is a very significant piece of federal legislation that could have impacts on Montana. We did the study to understand better just exactly what it might look like here, particularly the bill's implications for Medicaid.
Medicaid currently covers about 217,000 Montanans, about 45% of whom are children. The jointly funded federal and state program has traditionally covered children, pregnant women, and disabled and elderly people. Last year, Montana expanded Medicaid, making it available to any adult who makes less than about $16,000 a year. Nearly all of those adults would be dropped from Medicaid by 2026 under the health care bill before Congress. The bill also includes a formula to reduce the amount of overall Medicaid funding that states get from the federal government. Wernham says that's a lot of money in Montana.
This is roughly a third of the federal funding that Montana receives. So when you really look at how that translates into the state budget, the entire state budget takes a big hit. And although it's very hard to predict how the legislature and a future governor would handle those changes, we'd be dealing with less money, and that would require us to look, I think, probably beyond just the health care budget to figure out how to make up the deficit.
In a phone conference with reporters today, Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester called the House bill, quote, terrible, and says he's very concerned about how it might be modified by the Senate.
The problem is that 13 Republican senators are writing it. They aren't letting anyone else in the room. They aren't holding hearings, and they aren't letting me or any of the American people see it. In Montana, that's not how we do things.
Tester says he hopes there will be enough time to debate the Senate bill, but he thinks the Republican majority will try to bring it to a vote as quickly as possible.
It needs to go to the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee so that there can be a hearing on that and we can get people to come in and testify and talk about what's good and what's bad about this potential proposal.
We asked Montana's Republican Senator Steve Daines for an interview on the health bill. His spokesperson declined. Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte has also declined all of Montana Public Radio's interview requests since winning the seat on May 25th. Another study released last week says that Medicaid is more important in rural states like Montana, which, compared to the country as a whole, have lower household incomes, lower rates of workforce participation, and higher rates of disability. Joan Alker with the Georgetown Center on Children and Families says that Medicaid enrollment in Montana has grown significantly since 2008.
So Montana actually ranks number 8 among states in the percentage point drop in uninsured children. So the Medicaid program itself has been a very important and growing importance for children in Montana.
On our website at mtpr.org, you can find copies of both the Georgetown study and the one from the Montana Healthcare Foundation on how the healthcare bill before Congress now would impact Montana. I'm Eric Whitney.